HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump drawing fire from political foes at home and abroad for his latest remarks on NATO, specifically NATO members paying more for their own defense instead of relying upon the U.S. to foot so much of the bill.
At a weekend campaign rally, Trump said Russia should be able to do whatever it wants to NATO members who don't meet their share of defense spending for the alliance. NATO's leader warned that Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. Poland's president denounced Trump's comment, as did the White House. The former president said he would not protect a NATO ally if they were delinquent in payments and said he would encourage Russia to do as it wishes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, after more than 4 months in captivity, two more hostages held by Hamas are free. They were rescued by the Israeli military in southern Gaza. Israel says around 100 hostages remain in Hamas captivity, as well as the remains of about 30 others. Israel's prime minister responds to President Biden's remark that Israel's response to the brutal Hamas terror attack is over the top in some cases. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel must walk a very fine line, and he figures the Israeli military has managed to do that so far.
I think we've responded in a way that goes after the terrorists and tries to minimize the civilian population in which the terrorists embed themselves.
Netanyahu, a guest on ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Lloyd Austin back in the hospital this morning, but this time the defense secretary did not keep it a secret. He transferred his authority to his deputy, Kathleen Hicks. What's described as an emergent bladder issue has landed Austin in Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 36 points. This is SRN News. Are you married?
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, 51% of American adults are married, one of the lowest percentages in the country's history. A total of 69% of poll respondents say they're in some kind of committed relationship, leaving 30% of adults single, a majority of whom say they plan to stay that way. Meanwhile, a record number of people who are 40 years old are not married these days, 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Indian state has approved an unprecedented uniform code for marriage, divorce, adoption, and inheritance for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and all other religious communities. The new legislation passed in northern Uttarakhand has enraged Muslims in particular, who oppose clauses that ban polygamy and set a minimum age for marriage of both men and women. Muslim leaders accuse the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party of pursuing a sectarian agenda that discriminates against them. This is SRN News. Britain's King Charles goes to church for the first time since his cancer diagnosis was revealed.
King Charles arrived in St. Mary Magdalene Church alongside Queen Camilla to attend a service. The king is recuperating in Sandringham House in eastern England after his first treatment for an unspecified form of cancer. The king recently expressed his gratitude for the public's supportive messages and emphasized that it provides him with the greatest comfort and encouragement. He says that he finds it inspiring that sharing his diagnosis has led to public awareness and has shed light on the crucial work by organizations supporting cancer patients worldwide. King Charles left his home at Clarence House in London after starting his treatment. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Kansas City has won the Super Bowl again, a 25-22 victory over San Francisco in overtime. More details at SRNNews.com.